First, it is running just a tad behind here on the best 5 minutes of the day because we didn't want to interrupt Danny Gokey. 5 degrees. Good morning to Jason Cans.
Good morning.
Tuesday, February 15th. It's primary election day today.
Excellent.
Did you know that?
I didn't. No. I knew it was coming, but for some reason it didn't connect that it was today. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so you know, it's a midterm election year, so you got this one, and I think it's April 5th is going to be the spring general election to decide these. Then August 9th is going to be the primary for the fall. They upped that. Some people go, oh, and they actually used to be in September, the second Tuesday in September, and then finally I think it's going to be November 8th is the general election this year, so...
Yeah, I think I had mentioned to you, my son is planning to take AP government in the fall. And I said, what a unique opportunity to be taking AP government during an election year. So,
Interesting. Yeah, I think at Memorial, yeah. I think Elena's taken an AP government class, but it's like online. It might be through the tech. I don't know, something like that. So,
Sure. Yeah.
No, I was doing I've been trying to follow. There's some different early morning practices I know you take part in. Like, you're an early riser, but you also, two of the last 3 days, I've tried to write out sort of in the journal, like, whatever's there for 3 pages.
Yeah.
It's a discipline. It's really good. And I think even as you're a big advocate for integration and wholeness, I mean, I think one of the things, is people say so many good things about journaling, but it seems like, it's a helpful exercise in trying to bring your disparate inner world together. Don't you find that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, and one of the things that, so many people, you know, and I've talked to them, well, what do I write? You know, I can't, you know, I just say keep the pen moving. You know, even if you're writing along and what you're writing is, I don't know what to write now. And it's just such a, I think, useful, beneficial process for me. I think it externalizes a lot of what's stirring inside for me.
Yeah. And yeah, so anyhow, it's a good practice. And just like any discipline, I mean, you want to develop a groove, but if you can, you know, work at it and try to make it a habit. So, you know, like I say, two of the last 3, but it's something I know that you did. So.
I've got shelves full of journals at this point, and it's sometimes fun to go back and look over them again and see what was going on in different seasons of life.
Do you ever have, I mean, because writing your inner world like that, do you ever have, maybe I've asked you this before, do you ever have fears like people will pick it up and read it and be exposed to your deepest, darkest inner thoughts?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
You know, and... You know, I think that's true. But you know, at the same point, in desiring to be authentic and desiring to be honest, I think there's a reality that my family knows I'm a mess, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And so,
yeah.
You know, maybe they'll wait until after I die to go through them. But we'll
or else, you know, just life gets busy and, you know, whatever.
Right.
I've seen people burning them.
Absolutely.
I don't know if we have time. Let's give it a shot here. We got a minute 25 on the clock.
Sure.
That's enough time to score a touchdown in football. Colossians 2:5 says in the New Living, "For though I am far away from you, my heart is with you," Paul says. He says, "And I'm very happy because you're living as you should and because of your strong faith in Christ." Now, letters to the beloved, I looked at this. You used more words on that verse than Paul did, but what did you say?
I said Paul wanted the Colossian church to know that even though he could not be with them physically, his spirit was with them. He prayed for them, giving thanks for their structured and consistent worship. Developing individual and communal rhythms can help you keep on the right track, though they can also become a rigid distraction. Practice sloppy rhythms, a flexible structure for life with me.
Well, there you go.
That term sloppy rhythms I got from Larry Crabb, so I thought I'd put that in there.
We were talking about some of those rhythms here this morning.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep. Good stuff.
Well, we got, tell you what, we'll get to Rhett Walker, but as long as you're talking about rhythm, I've got Wayne Kirkpatrick, Rhythm of Grace. So I think that, that's a great concept. Talk to you tomorrow. Jason Cans from jasoncans.com, author of Letters to the Beloved, the devotional commentary on the New Testament. Good morning, friend.
Good morning.
How'd it go, Oliva Strum, last night?
McDonald got behind by 9 early and then ran away with it the rest of the game. But more importantly, there was a great benefit going on for the Gehrke family. Some may have heard about that horrible car accident in the middle of December where, unfortunately, a driver under the influence veered off the road and hit a man as he was loading something into his truck. And so some horrible things going on for that family, and also some damage to their roof. And just want to give a shout out. We put it on the podcast from WOGO.com, ways that you can help this family. And it was amazing. I just want to give a shout out to our host, Oliva Strum, the girls basketball team, but the whole school, the community. They came together with everything from donation boxes to donation basket raffles to a baked potato bar to pie in the face of the girls basketball team to raise money to help offset the medical expenses for this family. So again, would encourage people to help out, but it was a great night all around. It was far more important than anything that happened on the basketball floor.
It's the day after Valentine's Day, and I've heard it's been called Cheap Candy Day. So
gather around the candy.
We're saying, what kind of cheap candy would you get? 396-1670, WWIB. I said, Caleb, a little bit of Mounds bars are favorites. I don't mind Almond Joy, though. Those are good. The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup and M&M's.
Yeah, well, I mean, there you go. And anything with chocolate and peanut butter, to me, is a great winning combination. And when it's cheap, that's even better. And there are so many items of candy that can be frozen as well, too. So that works. I have discovered peanut butter M&M's are delicious in the freezer, and you would think that they might crack a tooth or something, but for some reason, they don't harden enough. They just are delightfully chilled. So, yeah, if I can find some peanut butter M&M's on sale, would definitely go for those. And pretty much anything Reese's makes. So, yeah, Reese's hearts, leftover Reese's Christmas trees from Christmas, those are hanging around. Sure, why not?
I start thinking about second tier. Like, there's nothing wrong with a Snickers bar. And even as you talk about frozen, like a frozen Three Musketeers bar, delicious.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all of a sudden, you start to realize, you know, well, you need to draw the line sometimes, right?
So. Well, you need to have your candy standards. Otherwise, you know, it'll just be too much candy all the time. So you have to say, you know what? This is who I am as a candy connoisseur, and this is where I'm going to stay. Here I stand. I can do no other.
Yeah, there
apologies
you go.
To Martin Luther.
Yeah. So, hey, we're hearing from Mike on the listener line at 396-1670 in La Crosse. He says, if I could get some cheap candy today, it'd be Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Reese's Pieces. So,
solid.
Join the club.
Well, French fry fans, you now have a fragrance to call your very own, thanks to the Idaho Potato Commission. To celebrate Idaho Potato Lovers Month, did we miss that? Is that being celebrated this month?
I guess.
The Idaho Potato Commission is now selling a perfume made from, it's organic, Idaho potatoes. The state agency responsible for promoting the state's signature crop, of course, the spuds, started developing the perfume after a survey revealed that 90% of people love the smell of French fries.
That doesn't mean you want to put it on as a cologne.
I know. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, to be honest, I don't mind the smell of gasoline, but I'm not going to douse myself in it before a night on the town. Named Frights by Idaho, the perfume is gold in color, of course, comes in a clear bottle, and was formulated from essential oils and distilled Idaho potatoes. I thought maybe they just went to the fryer at McDonald's cooled that off and just like, let's bottle this and spritz it a bit. Frights, for those uninformed, are French fries. Frights is the French word for French fries.
Now,
okay, I didn't know that either.
Shortens it up, I guess.
The fragrance is described as embodying the irresistible essence of potatoes from Idaho. And, you know, are you going to, is this a Calvin Klein? Is this a Macy's? How much are you going to drop on this?
Is this a trend, though? I mean, I like the smell of brownies and chocolate chip cookies, too. I haven't known it to be a perfume.
You know what? Food perfume. That's the new trend started by the Idaho Potato Commission. Before you think that you're going to drop $50 or $75 on a bottle of this, it costs about the same price as a large order of fries.
Not bad.
But let me just say, when you're going through the drive-thru to get this perfume and you ask your wife, do you want any of this perfume? And she says no, just get her some. Just get her some. Yeah. Otherwise, she's going to use yours.
Yeah, so exactly. Just like with the fries. So this is, now make sure I'm clear on this. I mean, is this a perfume for women or a cologne for men or what?
It says perfume, but I'm guessing that they're hoping that both genders will say, you know what? We all love French fries.
Yeah.
Why not?
Sure.
Spritz away. enjoy.
Monetarily, I guess so. Hey, we've got some news regarding another artist announced for OneFest, right?
Yes. If you did not see this on the OneFest Facebook page for their hashtag Music Mondays yesterday, another artist being added to the lineup, again, going along with Matthew West and Sidewalk Profits and Matty Ray and Mac Powell and Austin French.
Hold on. I've got a drum roll.
Added to the OneFest lineup, July 29th through the 31st, 2022, at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds is Tasha Layton.
Woohoo! She's good.
She is fantastic. You are going to love seeing her in person. Great music, a very, very kind artist as well, too. Tasha Layton, the latest addition to OneFest 2022.
We took a call and got a message from a listener this morning, I think down in Jackson County, but toward the La Crosse area, and was asking questions about OneFest, and so steered him toward one-fest.com for more information. Tasha Layton, she's coming. Can't wait. July 29th through the 31st. Get your tickets. Regular police, but maybe in this case, the fun police, huh?
Yeah, so Elon Musk in the news again, and this time he's saying the fun police are after him. So we told you about some of the features on Tesla vehicles, including the aggressive mode or assertive. It's called assertive
mode
that follows pretty closely and can also roll through stop signs.
Self-driving.
And so, yeah, they ended up having to recall a lot of their Tesla models because local authority said, you can't do that. You can't design your self-driving vehicle to not come to a complete stop at a stop sign that's going to get people fined. Well, now Mr. Musk blames the quote-unquote fun police for recalling the Tesla boombox feature. So Elon took a dig at safety regulators over the weekend, calling them, quote, the fun police. The tweet appeared to blame the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or NHTSA, for Tesla's 11th recall in under 4 months. The agency said the boombox feature, which can emit goat sounds and flatulent sounds, violates U.S. safety laws. Not smells, just sounds. The problem, and it could be a problem, is that the feature in question allows Tesla drivers to replace their normal horn honk with anything from a custom song clip to, again, sounds of goats or flatulence. To be honest, this seems interesting to me.
Well, think about how people, you can set your own, on your phone, your own ring,
ringtone,
right?
So,
but I think it's confusing when it comes to car horns. I mean, from a safety standpoint, don't you need horns to be horns?
I think so. And so that's why the NHTSA ruled that it violates safety laws requiring electric vehicles to emit pedestrian warning sounds, and a goat noise does not qualify. But of all the customization that you could do, you can make the happy horn honks, or you can even have ones, too, when he accidentally cut someone off. It says, sorry, you honked the horn in reverse. It's like, sorry about that.
It would be funny. And I got to say, you know, it's interesting because in Liberia, lived there for a couple of years, the people honk their horns way more often. And again, around here, I mean, what's your perception if somebody honks? It's like, hey,
you know,
you're asleep at the light. Yeah. But really, people are honking all the time like, I'm here, I'm
greetings,
passing you. Right.
Yeah, you could have different ones.
So,
you know, hey, how you doing? Smile and wave.
Right.
So anyway, I am not as smart as the safety folks, so maybe they have a legitimate grievance here. But I do think this, I mean, happy horn honks that could take different pitches and you could have your own clips. I could have all sorts of fun
with
that.
Yeah, I think you could. Ah, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. 14 degrees on a Tuesday, primary election day today. We featured some of the artists that are going to be at OneFest. I mean, we're excited. It's still a ways off, but one of those is Sidewalk Profits.
I'm sorry, I forgot a pun.
Yes.
When Elon Musk said that he wanted his Teslas to be able to honk and sound like a goat, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said, that's a bad idea,
okay,
Elon.
All right, they can be funny, too. They can be funny, too.